Raise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. On the line with me is makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So we're going to talk a little bit about the BB, the CC, and all those creams that's out
that's
now.
Right. We're going down the list of the alphabet. We're going back to school today, folks. I'm going to actually talk about all of the different creams. Now, we talked about BB creams a few weeks ago. And, you know, BB creams, most people have heard of them. They're the beauty bombs, and they're really great. They're actually aimed to help to even out the skin tone with skin protection, beauty boosting benefits, all those kinds of things. So now the BB cream is taking a back seat, and now here comes CC and the CC cream, which actually also originated in Asia. These are really great too because they actually help to brighten the skin, and they help with blemish control, and they have a little bit of a tint to them. They actually have more tint than the BB cream. It actually gives you a little more coverage. They're great because they're buildable, so if you need to put on one or two more layers, you definitely can. And it has a highlighter in it as well, so it's really great. But it's just one swipe, you'll actually get the coverage, you'll get the benefits, and so forth. So then here comes the DD creams, which actually haven't hit the U.S. yet. So I wanted to tell the listeners what they are and what they're all about. So the DD creams originally were supposed to target feet and body. They were supposed to be the daily defense cream. That's what DD stands for. But there's a company called Julep who has come out with the DD cream for the face, and it hasn't actually hit here yet. Of course, Europe has gotten it first, and it's supposed to hit the States sometime this month, and it's actually has at least 24 benefits in it. So it has a foundation, it has a moisturizer, it has an SPF, it'll help with fine lines and wrinkles, it'll actually have light reflective elements. It's going to do a lot of things. Now, I know you were probably saying, okay, I'm a little confused. I don't really know which one I want to use. I know you have a great CC cream by Clinique, which I actually love as well. But I don't know about the DD creams. I'm kind of half a dozen in one hand and six in the other with them, Cheryl, because I feel like it's supposed to save time, but I think it can sometimes confuse the consumer.
I totally get that. Yeah, I am using a CC cream now, and I like it because it eliminates the step of moisturizing. It gives you SPF and all of that, and the light coverage that you could get on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I definitely want to have the listeners to go out and try to find the one that you actually think will fit best for you. Now, when you're looking for a BB, a CC, or when the DDs do come out, you want to actually look for products that are going to definitely deal with your concerns. If you have issues with fine lines and wrinkles, or if you're, you know, concerned about your pores being refined, or if you're concerned about oiliness, or if you're dry, you want to definitely gravitate to a product that's going to deal with your concerns. So list your concerns before you go to the market. Get that product that's as close to your concerns as possible.
I like it. Thank you so much, Kim. This is great information.
Thank you, Cheryl. You're welcome.
All right, fam, if you missed that information, you can check out the full commentary on our website at praisedc.com. And if you have a question for Kim, you could text it to beauty at 64636. I've got your traffic report is coming up in 30 seconds right here on Praise 104.1.